listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live.
This is the Spirit of Life Metaphysics Radio Program, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Michael Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesday, April 24th. My name is Michael Kelly. I'm here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Well, good evening, Michael. You know, I'm always glad to be here, especially on another full moon.
Well, so glad to have you, and thank you to everybody that's joining us live. We always appreciate seeing you. We appreciate your contributions. And thank you also to those that take the time to catch up with us in the archives. Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this broadcast, ICMH offers other educational programs that can be found at metaphysicsinstitute.org and tfuniversity.org. As always, we're going to begin tonight with our 9 abbreviated principles of belief. Those are 1, do no harm, do right. 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4, we are all equal, one planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. 5, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6, we are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7, self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will create self-completeness. 8, metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And finally, 9, expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. So tonight, Dr. Vicki, we're going to be talking about managing our emotions. I believe you had a presentation on this.
Especially on a full moon.
That was a joke, but hey, good. Take it away.
Well, you know, like last night, the moon went full again, and it's in Scorpio. And for what it's worth, people, you know, it's intense emotion, clearing away old stuff. And, it's part of the cycles that we go through on Earth, because we are Earthlings, and we have this moon, and
like Terran.
All these cycles, vibrational frequencies, and, you know, some people are affected and others not. But I know my daughter told me that yesterday she was driving downtown and twice people honked at her and somebody else yelled at her, retard. And she said, oh, I should not be on the street today. I said, that's a full moon. elevated emotions in a lot of ways. So, I mean, lots of people, police, hospitals report, that there's an intensity that occurs on these cycles. But, I want to, first of all, get right off the top, everybody. You cannot think straight if you have, and this, I'm going to say this nicely, not in the terms that I usually use, but you cannot think straight if you have to go to the bathroom, you're in pain, or your hormones are raging. And that's just the way it goes. So, I mean, that's when we just can't think straight. So, you have to set those things aside to be able to get your faculties in order. And especially people who deal with chronic pain or have very, I'm not kidding, serious issues, that does heighten the emotions, because there's worry, there's a certain amount of stress, and certain amounts of medications. There's all these factors that come into it that make it very difficult at the best of times to deal with emotion. And there are some skills, but trust me, I'm not trying to minimize the discipline that it takes when it's in an extreme measure. And because I totally get it. And I have had to learn in my time to, kind of isolate myself when things are a certain way, or minimize contact. Well, and minimizing contact with others or having a small circle is less irritating, if you will. That we don't work as hard when we get a little, you know, weathered and tired. That can also contribute because, you know, things like pain and sleep deprivation will make you irritable right to the top.
That's very true.
You know,
and, you know, I think you made a great point there. You can choose when to, you know, really figure out some of the more complicated things in your life. And sometimes you're just not in a place to handle something. And it's better to put it to the side and deal with it when you have more resources.
Yeah, and when you feel like you're better up for the occasion. So, again, this is real human life. You know, a lot of people can spew lots of good advice, but they're not considering some, you know, real life events that inflame us and you know, kind of, you know, look, I think that we have to be considerate of the fact that we are humans and we have emotion. And there are times when we cannot keep it in check properly. But if we're mature enough and if we realize that, doing our best to say, I don't have the capacity to deal with people today. I don't have the capacity to have this conversation today. And I know that's hard, especially if you're in close relationships or you have a partnership, you know, a spouse who is saying, well, what did I do? Well, you did nothing. I just don't have the capacity today. Because it does, unfortunately, often trigger somebody else you're close to.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you can... If you can avoid having to interact with, especially loved ones, and if you can communicate in a healthy way too, I think that's important. Being able to say, you know, hey, I'm having a mental health day, or I'm not feeling good today, or I'm just not in the mood to talk, you know, so that there's not something lingering in the unknown, but at the same time, they know that you need some space. And I think that it's very healthy to have those kind of conversations and to not engage when you're in a position where it might not go how you would want it to.
Well, and unfortunately, there are not too many people who are in healthy relationships when you look at the divorce rate, et cetera, et cetera. We can go on and on.
Yeah.
And so it does trigger people. And as you're trying to grow and trying to evolve yourself to say, I'm not handling this very well. I'm not dealing with this very well. I need to change who I am. Is as soon as you have that recognition in yourself, share it with your partner, saying, "I'm trying to grow within me." Because you know that old thing plays in. Oh, I'm so excited! I did this. I'm going to do that. And somebody says, "Well, that's great, but how does that affect me?"
Yeah.
And so I think that there are all those other complexities in so many dysfunctional relationships. But I've been there too, you know, telling someone who wants to have this heavy conversation, saying, you know what, I'm not in a good place today to have this conversation. And I need today just to get myself in check. I know you're having a hard time, but I'll answer it later when I'm in a better frame of mind. And then you get pushed and pushed. And I say, look, nothing good is going to come from this conversation today. You need to get a handle on whatever you're going through. I'm going to step away for a bit. People don't like that, but that's what it takes sometimes to say, I know me, and if I'm really backed in a corner, you're not going to like it.
No, that's the thing.
That's a turning point we won't come back from.
Yeah, and you know, it's also important to realize that we're human beings. That means that we are very intelligent. We are in control. We have free will, and we make choices. We are also human beings, meaning we're an animal, and we have, I think, more instinctual reactions at times, especially when we are sleep deprived, we're not feeling well, we're in pain. You know, you're gonna react in an emotional way. And I think it's very important to be cognizant of that. And, you know, I was just going to say, I think everything we're going to be talking about tonight is about balance, really.
Yeah.
And balancing, you know, our needs, balancing communicating with others, balancing the circle that we allow ourselves to be in. And after, I want to let you go, and then I want to come to something Dr. Kevin said in chat, too.
Yeah, I was just going to address that. He said, I'm looking forward to tonight's chat on emotion, because he was raised in a British household that discouraged any kind of an emotional expression.
Mm-hmm.
It was considered a sign of strength among males to be dispassionate about everything, stiff upper lip and all that mm-hmm. military stuff. You know, I, although I'm primarily Viking, that my English family never knew about, you know how that goes, it was a very British side on my father's side. And that is the way it went, Kevin. I mean, it's that you don't cry, yeah, blah, blah. So we get it. I think that the balance is, what are we crying about?
Mm.
And go ahead.
And, you know, there are times where you need to have a stiff upper lip and maintain your composure, and there are times where you need to balance that out with expressing and feeling the feeling. You keep things bottled up too much, it's going to create real-life physical problems.
Yeah. Well, I think that's where, when we look at emotion, and again, something I really had to look at in myself, am I emotional because?
Mm-hmm.
What am I emotional about? Number one, is there something physical going on? Am I just stressed? Like just having a bad day and I'm tired.
Right.
I haven't gotten enough sleep. So that's going to, you know, change the energy in my mood.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that I need a little downtime, even an hour just to collect myself. So that all that aside, when I do get emotional, and I have in the past, why am I emotional? Did this trigger an insecurity?
Mm-hmm.
Did this trigger my feelings are hurt?
Mm.
You know? Did this trigger, you know, something that I can find a psychology for that I perhaps need to look at in me that needs to grow?
Mm-hmm. So, you know, one thing, you know, you mentioned, you know, my feelings hurt and things like that. I think one thing that I've had to really ask myself from time to time throughout my life is, you know, do I deserve to have my feelings hurt? Is that something that's rational? That I, or were my expectations inaccurate?
Mm-hmm.
And I think kind of managing expectations is a big part of managing our emotional state.
Agreed.
You know, when our expectations are dashed, it's just going back to when you were a toddler and you had something taken from you. You know, you expected something, you were looking forward to something, now you don't have it. And while as we grow, we get better at dealing with these emotions, so the same emotions that we've had our entire lives. And it's a, you know, it's a very rudimentary kind of primal thing.
So, you know that old saying about, oh, grow up?
Yeah.
Really? What that's actually referencing exactly what you've just said, Michael. You know, I watch adults have temper tantrums and outbursts, and I mm-hmm. say, oh, that's a six-year-old. They need to grow up their emotion.
They need to apply their adult awareness. Hypothetically, when you get to be a certain age, you should have had enough going on in your life where you know the real stakes, the real context, at least in our society. And you ought to know how to place the things and their importance.
So that goes down to the EQ, right? The emotional quotient, not just the intellectual quotient.
Of course.
Because we grow intellectually. You know, our brains are filled with stuff. We learn skills and behavior. Going to work, what's required, our bodies are older, we're mature, and yet emotionally, you know, that's an 8-year-old. You know, that's, so it's a matter of when we do have those moments of saying, I think I need to go back and collect myself, you know, I think I need to go back into that inner child and say, whoa, you know, that's not working for you now. So that's part of emotional growth, is saying what behavior is really working for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is it that you know, as Dr. Kelly so poignantly, you know, addresses in the IMHF and TFU material, is that cognitive dissonance, you know, that am I having, you know, this behavior is a denial for secondary gains. We have to look at that. So, again, it's a very personal internal experience to, and sometimes we need somebody else to tell us that, you know,
the
dynamic, but what do we hope to achieve by this behavior? And that's important.
Absolutely. And, you know, there are people that don't like taking feedback, you know, call it criticism, feedback, whatever you want to call it. They become offended at it. But I say, why would you think that with your lone perspective, you can see all the different facets of existence? There are going to be things you can't see because you don't have eyes on them. It's not your point of view.
Yeah.
And with usually a good friend, maybe with a little tact, you can really learn things about yourself and you can really grow. And, you know, I know I want to touch on a couple of things that Dr. Zach has said. Dr. Zorin, you had talked about lack of proper sleep, always messing with your emotions. I definitely empathize with that. Mm-hmm. Some, I know that, I think my dad used to tell me, that a lack of sleep makes cowards of us all, or something along those lines. In the sense that, you know, it is, you know, I've gotten better at it as I've grown into adulthood, but especially when I was younger, you know, teenager, you know, adolescent, anything, if I just hadn't gotten enough sleep or was tired, the stakes always seemed so much higher, you know, everything so much more perilous, so much more significant. And then you get a good night's sleep and you look back on it like, huh, that really wasn't anything like I thought it was, looking back on it.
You know, I have a client / friend of mine who just went on a health retreat, and she was staying in touch via messenger, and one day she had a really bad day. It was purging and very emotional, high strung. She took her blood pressure. It was really low, you know, shaky. Why she's shaky? I'm not going to take my meds tonight because I think that's the problem. And I wrote back to her. I said, whoa. I said, I asked her questions. Well, she'd only slept 2 hours the night before.
Oof.
And, you know, I said, you're having a big purge day. Do not mess with your meds. That's not what you do. Things can bounce around like that. And so I think what you need to do is get some sleep, you know. And, you know, if you need to cry, you need to do whatever you're doing, that's part of this process that you're on. So remember that. So I checked in with her the next day. She said, oh, you were so right. I feel good today. My blood pressure is normal. I said, good. You know, you're on your way. So sometimes we just need that little reminder and somebody to check in with, like, and not leap to conclusions before you.
Thank you, because that's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah.
When I see so often, both in myself and in others, you know, you feel a feeling first, and then you look for the culprit after. And oftentimes when you feel a feeling, you're going to be surrounded by different people, and maybe that's because, you know, maybe you feel the feeling because you're tired. You haven't eaten. You're just running low on resources, and you're just physically haggard. But you're going to look at people around you, and I've seen people cast blame. I have cast blame when I shouldn't have. And I think it's important to recognize the very physical and materialist reasons that we have emotions at times.
So I think we break it down to two areas. One is checking up with ourselves organically. What's our body going through right now that contributes to our emotional state? And the other is our psychology, you know, our upbringing, our environment, and you know, all the things that we can change and work on in ourselves, which takes self-awareness, you know, and being brave enough to say, I want to become a better human being. and trust me, it took me a long time to accept that not everybody wants to do that. So
not the truth.
I have to, you know, qualify what I'm saying here. It's looking at how we manage rather than control emotion. I'm not one for this anger management thing because it's really anger control.
Well,
and anger control versus the real anger management mm-hmm. is, to me, very different. So in most of these, at least the premise, and as far as I've researched, the premise of most of the anger management material is controlling it, which suppresses it.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll just manifest in another way.
Oh, yes, it will. And so, you know, I think that just brings me back to my favorite thing, and that's balance. That is balance. Yeah. You should not suppress your emotions. You know, there's a time and a place for things.
Yeah.
You should learn to control your emotions, and you can manage them any different way. There's never going to be a one-size-fits-all. And before we forget, I want to circle back to a couple things Zach said. But when it comes to, coping mechanisms, if you will, but management strategies, obviously I use humor, you know. Sometimes it hits, sometimes it doesn't, but whether, you know, it makes anybody else laugh, it's just the act of trying to make light of something to take the power away from a situation and to, you know, enjoy the absurdity from time to time. That's my coping mechanism. And so I didn't know if I was cutting you off there. I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. I have many coping mechanisms. One of them is humor, and some people just don't like it. So I'm going to put some humor in here and tell you a story, Michael, because I just told this story to a coworker the other day, and she says, "Oh, you didn't." I said, "Oh, yes, I did, because that's my nature." And many years ago, I was in the hospital for surgery, and I had been poked and prodded by doctors, and it was making me mental. Mm. You want to talk about stress and emotion. So this intern comes in, and the fact that he was East Indian is relevant here, by the way, only because of his demeanor and how he's going to interpret what's going on. Okay, so, you know, he's wearing the turban. It's not with any prejudice or racist comment here, but I had his number in a second. But he kept persisting. I said, "Please, can you just go away and leave me alone for a while? I can't take any more today." And, no, "I have to do this. I have to do this. You know, it's how I learned. It's why I've got to check you out." And I finally just caved and I said, "Fine." So, of course, you know, he's taking my pulse, took my blood pressure, took my temperature, which had been done 3 times already today, I got to tell you. And this is by 11 o'clock in the morning. And so now he's going to feel my abdomen. And so, you know, I'm laying back, he's feeling my abdomen. And I said, "Oh, lower, please. That just feels so good." And he was horrified. I said, "Oh, come on, lower, please." And he covered me up and he walked out of the room. And I said, "There, one way to get rid of you." It's like, go away. Because, you know, it's like, you want to go there, pal? We're going there. Like, that's that. And so it's, you got to find another strategy. Thankfully, I had a half a brain cell, and the medications weren't too bad. But and just so you know, people, I had cancer back then. So, and that's what that was about. But it's in those moments. I think it's funny. They don't think it's funny, and I don't care. So, well, you know,
it's a little funny.
But you talk about emotion, I could have gone into anger real quick, and I chose another path. And it's almost spontaneous where you have to decide. But I'd come far enough in my own self-work to know that anger is not going to do it. And so let's take another path and give this a try, because all I care about is getting rid of this guy. So,
yeah.
And so, I mean, you have to... And again, you got to dig deep sometimes, and that humor doesn't always work, Michael. It's however you feel. But again, I want to go back to sometimes you just have to back away and say, you know, as I was raising kids, frustrating. Oh, there were moments. And how I dealt with that is I went in the bathroom and locked the door. You know, because I'm fuming. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I got to go lock myself in the bathroom because I'm not good right now.
Oh, yeah. We all have those parts, you know. So. But, you know, I want to come circle around while we still have a little time. A couple of things that I want to just talk about that Dr. Zach threw in, and one of them I think you might be more of an expert on. He saw somewhere that human emotions are one of the things that we bring with us to the fifth dimension. He said, I don't know how well that is, but, you know, how you feel about things and the creations we make and the relationships we have, the ups and downs of the human experience. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, I think we are layered with complexities, and I think that's too big of a subject to go into right now because, you know, wherein lies our intuition, our instincts, because our consciousness is so diluted or, you know, kind of bombarded with programming that we're not fully operational. When we have other experiences, it does, if you can just untangle all the threads, you're going to find those other dimensional experiences. But when you're in those moments, that fifth dimension, fourth dimension, it just doesn't apply, you know, because we're so linear.
And yeah, that is a facet of this existence.
So, but as metaphysicians, yes, we got all these other layers within us. We're we're far more complex than we realize. So, and but managing emotion, I always say, take a breath, push the pause button, and that old count to ten thing may not work. So, if you're in that count to ten, say, what do I hope to achieve by responding with what?
Right. And
I think what is the best course of action?
Oh, absolutely. And I think, you know, no matter what mechanism you use, counting to 10, you know, just putting something on the radio or I don't care what, it's all about changing the channel and changing your frame, your track, your thought patterns. And, you know, for me, honestly, if I'm at home and I'm angry, Dr. Zach had also talked about our pets, emotions associated or emotions that we perceive our animals to have. A couple of things I want to talk on that, but first is if I'm angry and I'm, you know, just fuming and I'm at home, my dogs immediately react to it. And then I see the dogs react to it and then I don't want them, you know, to react that way around me, to be a little nervous or, you know, a little, or comforting is soothing, but you know, it's just, I don't want to put that on them. So that helps me change tracks. You know, change the channel, as it were.
Just like when you're sad or you're sick, the animals respond, you know, to that also. Sure.
And they always concern, but, you know, a little cautious because, you know, I know that I'm not feeling right. But the other thing is, I think, for me, my personal experience, animals were a key in developing my empathy. I think that absolutely, animals have emotions. I think they have largely all the emotions we have. I think that they may not be able to feel them as fully as we do because we have our intelligence allows us to fully, you know, feel that full emotion. I think, and this is all just speculation because we can't know what their perspective is, but I think our intelligence allows us to feel it more fully. But I think empathy is a big thing. And I think empathy is a big thing in balancing our emotions. Realizing the world doesn't revolve around you, that other people are as well. You know? So you can throw your temper tantrum, but what's that doing about the people around you? Whose day are you ruining, you know?
See, that's another big thing. How you think of yourself and how others perceive you are two different things. You know? And we don't realize that. And then how we behave affects other people. We don't necessarily think about that until we really think about that. And I look at cause and effect. If I do this, that happens. If I say this, I'm going to get that response. See, so it's that interaction between us. And if we're observant, you know, somewhat, we can begin to, you know, evolve more within ourselves. When we evolve internally, our environment evolves. Mm-hmm. That's just the way it works.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So, you know, hopefully, you know, some folks have gleaned a few things. There's a lot going on in the chat, and I really encourage others to, you know, join in the program Wednesday mm-hmm. evenings live, and you can be part of this community.
Yeah, we love
it. Grateful for those who join in the archives mm-hmm. too.
And just a big thank you to those that have contributed, that throw their 2 cents in. We always appreciate it. It's one of the big reasons we look forward to seeing you every week, you know?
Yeah.
But we're going to be pulling cards soon. And while we're gearing up for that, you know, let us know if you'd like one. Dr. Mike, appreciate your contributions. You also had said that you think emotions are like colors on the palette of our lives, each one adding depth and texture. Absolutely. That's why you can't suppress any one of them. You have to experience it. And Dr. Zoran, like Eckhart Tolle said, I have lived with several Zen masters, all of them cats. Love it. Love it.
That's great. I'd like to just point out, when I wrote down today's date, it's 04242024. And I thought, wow, that's, you know.
I thought you Canadians just did the day first and the month.
No, month first.
So why is it everybody says only Americans do that and the rest of the world does the day first? You guys are part of the rest of the world,
now
kind of, maybe.
Contaminated.
you use Fahrenheit in your ovens, too. I know.
So whoever doesn't know this, who's with us brand new, Michael picks an inner oracle self-discovery card, you know, put together by Dr. Douglas Kelly, and I do a backup tarot card, and we see what there's a story.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So right off the bat, we have Dr. Jerry. So happy to have you with us. Always love seeing you. For you tonight, I have number 3, be who you are, walk your own path. Let's see. You are a uniquely designed, one-of-a-kind universal being, equally entitled to all the good things, the same as others. Drawing this card encourages you to be who you are and to walk your own path, not comparing yourself with others. Give yourself permission to accept who and what you are. Move forward in the direction you need to take that best fulfills yourself.
Well, I love that for you, Jerry. I got the 5 of spades, and I think you know what that means. You know, so for others, it's that I always see the 5 of spades as, you know, that victory after a challenge and kind of doing it your way, what you intuitively know for yourself, Jerry, and getting through the challenges and the difficulties and coming out on top. So this is indicating like the major part of the battle is over. So now you're into what I see as the healing part. So I find that a really good affirmation for you.
All right. Love it. And let's see, Dr. Zoran.
We do.
All right. I have for you number 45, inspiration and motivation. Inspiration and motivation come from hope. Motivation means finding a meaningful reason to do something. Look within for inspiration, leading to motivation by reflecting on your goals and the life you want to live. Drive and accomplishment may be missing from your life, or your life may revolve too heavily around it. Remain balanced, inspired, and motivated with the vigor of positive energy.
Well, you know, sometimes you don't know where you're going, Zoran, but you just keep going forward because the feeling tells you to. Inspiration, motivation is backed up here by the 8 of hearts, which is the 8 of cups. And it just says you're getting there, but I always see it as one of the back cards. You know, it's like you're only guided by the light of the moon kind of thing. It's a really good card. Hearts are good in that way. It's, in this case, it's just all your intuition going by instinct and feeling and saying, I'm not sure about the end result, but I don't have to be sure today. I just know that I need to do these things as I'm going forward. So, you know, stay motivated, you know, find little inspirations and those ideas to keep you moving forward, and you're on your way.
All right. Dr. Edward, for you, I pulled number 20, deliberate intent. The simple act of intention registers your wants and desires with the universal consciousness, which then sets energy in motion for their attainment. Deliberate intent is focusing your intent, like a laser, causing you to become entangled with whatever it is you desire. It's not magic. It does require effort. Focus on what you want, not on what you don't have. Release with patience.
So there's a interesting thing, I think, with finances here, Edward. The Page of Diamonds, the Page of Pentacles. So it's communicating about that. And, of course, this is all tax time, too, right? So it could be something as simple as that. With that deliberate intent, what is it that you want to accomplish? What is it you're focused on? And maybe it's about finances, managing personal things that way. And maybe it is, and I don't know, I'm hearing something in my head about, you know, sitting down and having a conversation about what things look like. So you're focused on it. And I find it really positive. So I don't feel any stress around it or, you know, anxiousness. It's just a really positive feeling. But that deliberate intent and just zeroing in on that and having a conversation is what I'm hearing is important to do. I don't know. Let's see how that makes sense.
All right.
Kevin.
All right, Kevin. I have for you number 36, gratitude. Gratitude is the joy one feels in the heart when the mind awakens to the gifts of life, no matter how seemingly small or insignificant. The truest essence of love lives within the feeling of gratitude, desiring a connection with all life while giving freely without want for return. Gratitude is benevolence that wants to give forward. Take a compliment with graciousness and good manners when gratitude is extended.
You know, you've come a long way this year, this past year, Kevin. And I'm saying that, and I'm inclined to say that because the sun, which is in the major arcana, has backed up gratitude. And it's like, we know you're grateful. There's a lot of things that has happened to you in this past year. Parts of it is recovery in your work and also in family. And it's like you're saying, whoa, that's pretty awesome. And now you're beginning to share that with others. So the sun is like, this is a brighter day. That's what I feel here. It's like a growth, that energy shining and taking everything that you've learned as an experience and really integrated that as opposed to brushing things off, you know, letting that be the past and going forward blindly, you know, without any, you know what I'm saying, any sense about it. So. Mm-hmm. You've got this, and I think you're beginning to share who you've become in a really positive way. So I think that's awesome.
Love it.
And I say kudos to you for doing that.
All right. And we have
a newcomer, I think, Donna.
Yeah, I wasn't 100% if we'd seen her before, but either way, welcome. Happy to have you.
Yes.
Donna, for you, I have wild card number 8, freedom. Freedom is a state of being. It is an unencumbered mind that can remain open and move forward. Freedom is the ability to recreate the self, shedding old ideas that no longer serve any purpose for present and future evolution. Freedom is the knowing of who and what one is as a free and sovereign being of the universe. Freedom means one can be or do anything one wants within the limits of do no harm and do right. Good guard.
It is a good card. And Donna, it's backed up by the Three of Diamonds. You know, my late mentor, Magda, would say in the old days, the readers and gypsies would say that's the church card. Of course, we've since changed that to say it's a place of faith, a place of prayer, a place of what you believe and basically having that hopefulness and freedom backed up with the Three of Diamonds says to me, you've perhaps had an epiphany or having an epiphany that nobody's the boss of you. <It's> you.
Like it.
And that nobody can tell you what to believe. Nobody can tell you what to think. Mm-hmm. That your mind is this free and sovereign place that you can explore yourself in the world and feeling empowered to do that. And not everybody around you has to agree. They don't have to. Who cares? But you're exploring and feeling comfortable with that, and certainly more comfortable with that. So I sure hope that makes sense on some level, because that's what came to me.
All right.
We have Jeff next.
And Jeff, for you, I pulled, I don't know, what do you, if it's not sequential in order, if it's going backwards, is there a word for that? Well, regardless, we just had wild card number 8. Now we have wild card number 7.
Ooh.
And that is hope. Hope lives deep within and inspires the human spirit to continue and expand. Hope, in and of itself, does not create life. Rather, hope desires life. Hope is the root of curiosity, interest, invention, and yearning for more. Even when all feels lost and futile, hope is resurrected by a change of beliefs and core values. Safeguard your hope, for it is the first and last failsafe of your existence. Do not promote false hope, nor encourage codependent hope.
Well, I know that Jeff and his partner are moving into a new home right about now. I think this weekend, if I recall, and a new home, a fresh start. You got the six of spades. You might feel like it's been a tough go, you know, a hard go for a bit, and you know, Jeff. Oh, wow. But the destination is right in front of you, and this is like a time to let all that other stress stuff go.
Mm-hmm.
And say, we're almost there, almost there, closing in on the finish line.
Oh.
And then just have fun with it. You know, moving in and of its own self is stressful. I think it's number 2 next to death, to be honest, is what I've read. And it can feel that way. But I learned to kind of change it around in my head to say one thing at a time, and I got to see this as a step-by-step kind of process and fun. So whether you like it or not. And you're nearly there, Jeff. Hang in there, because I see a really good turn of events coming for you. And Wendy says you had the Hope card back on April 10th. Wow.
Yeah, I exclaimed out loud when I saw that. We haven't had a lot of repeats, and for that one to be so recent and such a powerful card, interesting. I love it.
And I think Edward is saying, looking for the word retrograde.
Yes, sir. Thank you for that shout-out, Dr. Edward. Appreciate it. All right. Now, if I remember right, I think Andra was looking for a card, but I don't know if we have time. What do you think, Dr. Vicky?
Do not forget Andra.
Andra, for you tonight, I have number 35, one planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny.
Oh.
Divine energy lives in all things. Diversity in nature and among humanity is not an evolutionary mistake. It is an evolutionary constant. This card advocates equality, peace, unity, healthy life skills, higher consciousness, and spiritual enlightenment. It is critical for our spiritual evolution that we display tolerance and equality towards others as well as ourselves. Remember, you are of divine energy.
Well, Wendy just put in the chat, you haven't had that card before, Audra. But I want to tell you, it's backed up with the Chariot. So it's like your mind is wider and bigger, seeing yourself as a part of this whole, just doing your part in whatever that is. The Chariot says you're the manager. So in simple terms, the Chariot, you know, think of literally in the Rider-Waite deck. You know, you've got one white horse, one black horse, and you're in the management, you know, you're controlling both. So no matter your frustrations, you still have this bright side, and you're the one directing. So I think you have, in my feeling here, you've got some really good energy going on right now. We haven't got confirmation that you got a job from one of those interviews, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say you're going to be starting soon. Ooh, Michael. Like, that's a limb. So, there you go. Good things around the corner for you,
Audra. Yeah, absolutely. You know, let us know.
Yeah.
And Dr. Jeff threw out that they are closing on Friday, movers on Saturday. Very exciting. Ooh. Love it.
Very exciting.
So, share it in your excitement there. So, thank you.
Yeah.
All right. And we have our card keeper herself, Wendy. And just another shout out to Wendy. You're, you know, volunteering your time to track these cards to find meaningful patterns for other people that are listening. You are appreciated. And for you tonight, I have number 11, awareness. Every human being has a responsibility to increase their awareness for fulfillment and peaceful coexistence. People generally do the best they can according to their knowledge, level of, excuse me, according to their current level of awareness, knowledge, experience, and resources. This card may indicate that an increased awareness in some area is needed. Continue to increase your awareness of self and others through observation, acquired knowledge, and a positive attitude.
Wow, Wendy, you know, I pulled strength, the strength card, which is kind of self-explanatory. But there was one that was kind of set out from the others, and it was bugging me, so I pulled it also, and it's the moon. Now, you were mentioning in chat you had awareness back on February 7th, so you've got it again. But this is empowered with strength and mystery. I think you're in a big shift, Wendy. And I think it's if people believe in psychic downloads, you know, I happen to. But it's some kind of a shift in your perception, how you see yourself, and another stage of evolving. I find this, I get goosebumps actually, because I love these things when we can just go with it and not worry about it, you know, and not stress about it. Just say, ooh, I'm changing. I wonder who I'm going to be tomorrow. You know, and I love that. It's because I like to do that. So for you, Wendy, that's why I get excited. So you have strength and the moon in support of awareness. So your perception, your psyche is shifting. And I just want to caution, though, when your intuition starts to increase, you're going to get a lot of random stuff thrown at you, and you got to filter that, because until that, you can kind of learn what to filter. It's kind of like opening a door, and like there's big winds come through, so you have to be able to let that stuff blow past you and just only take what's yours. So it's kind of like a, that's the only way I can really explain it, Michael. It's like kind of being really psychically sensitive, driving down the street and hearing conversations in houses that are really none of my business, but I only hear them because my psychic awareness is, whoa, over the top. So I have to learn to filter that, you know. And that's what'll happen, Wendy. Oh, and she wrote, I can feel it. It feels heavy and light at the same time. So that's what I mean by, I think that's what I'm adding in the filter part.
All right.
Yeah. Dr. Well, Zach, you know, he's our last card of the night, I think.
Yeah. What a good friend of the broadcast to go out on, too, you know, for the night.
Yeah.
You know, I got to say, I was thinking about it just a moment ago, you know, going back how many years, Dr. Zach, that we've had you as a listener and a guest. And you, there's, you know, so many people here, Andra, Wendy, Dr. Mike, Dr. Edward, you know, Dr. Kevin, all of you I have a lot of love for. And I appreciate you taking the time to join us, because your contributions are very meaningful to me. Not Dr. Vicky, she complains about you all the time, but I love you. So
that's funny.
All right, and we have a Scorpio moon tonight, a Scorpio full moon, if I saw that correctly.
Yeah, lots of energy.
All right, so Dr. Zach, second from the left for old time's sake, and you get number six, wild card number six, entropy. Kind of going in that retrograde there. 876. All right, so entropy. Within the cycle of life, there are useful energies, low entropy, that can wane to uselessness, or high entropy. Their energy stands still, and their entropy increases. They no longer give value to the evolution of life. This can include an attitude or behavior that requires adjustment to once again take a new step in renewal and rebirth, thus lowering one's entropy. When one seeks to be part of the solution rather than part of the problem, that one lowers their personal entropy, and the world is a better place.
Well, Dr. Zach, I got the world. You know what that means. For those who don't know, Zach is also quite, you know, a very cool tarot reader. Does all kinds of astrology. Just finished a whole course on medical astrology. He's quite astute when it comes to metaphysics and exploring all kinds of avenues. So when Zach knows what this would mean, entropy in the world, it's opportunity, what you're putting out in your energy, how you alter that energy, and how you're exchanging with the world. There's opportunity here. I always see the world as opportunity. And I think that there's something shifting and going on where you're going to be able to offer yourself in a more collected and new way, Zach. So you're going to be busy. You're going to have a busy summer. That's what I see.
All right. Hey, busy can be really good, you know, especially with this new skill. Love it. I love everything about it.
Yeah, it's awesome.
All right.
Just a reminder, everybody, our graduation is May 4th, so a week from this Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Coming right up.
Yes. So make sure that you go to the website, see the countdown clock, you know, wherever you live in mm-hmm. the world.
And
synchronize your watches.
Yeah, you get that, you know, go into your settings, pick your time zone, pick the one that's set for the clock. But, no, absolutely, looking forward to it. Keep an eye on the website, on the countdown timer. That is going to be the key one to look at. And you're going to be getting notices. We encourage everybody to join us and to join in the celebration. May 4th, or May the 4th, is also Star Wars Day, so it's holy for two reasons. But I'm looking forward to everybody being there. Of course, I say that tongue-in-cheek with the Star Wars thing, but it's going to be a great day. And again, just a huge thank you to everybody. You know, just so excited for everybody to, you share your lives with us. We appreciate it. Dr. Jeff, so happy for you. Love to see the new faces, or names, rather. Dr. Zoran, I question the pronunciation of your name every time I say it, but I love your contributions. Love seeing you in the chat. I have grown to really appreciate you as well. So thank you, everybody.
Hey,
if I didn't,
say,
Dr. Jerry also, go ahead.
Sorry. Audra wrote in the chat, thank you very much, Audra, for that feedback. She actually did have a job offer, but they didn't come close enough to her pay request, so she turned it down. Good for you. So she's keeping a positive relationship with him just in case.
Good for you. Good catch, and absolutely. Know your worth. Love it.
Yes, I love that.
Indeed.
But, never sell yourself short.
Oh, so well said.
Yeah.
But
awesome.
This has been another great discussion, you know? I know, obviously, I'm going to say each discussion is a great discussion, but this time I mean it, and other times I might not have. But this time it really has been a great discussion. And
While we're here, maybe we can invite Dr. Zach to join us in the next few weeks and give us a take on all his adventures and a little bit about medical astrology.
I like that idea. And we're calling you out on air, Dr. Zach. Going to twist your arm if you can make it. If not, don't worry. You know,
yeah.
I'll keep Dr. Vicky at bay. Don't you worry. But
well, and your pronunciation of Dr. Zoran is correct.
Well, thank you for that. I do appreciate it.
There you go. Thanks for that, Zoran. You know, I've enjoyed tonight again. Again, happy full moon, everybody. And, you know, this is a shifting, changing kind of year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we're going to all be exploring a lot of new adventures. That's what I think.
We are at that. It's going to be exciting, and it's going to be an adventure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I can't say it better. So looking very much forward to that. We're going to give you an announcement, you know, if we have talked Dr. Zach into joining us. We're going to have some, you know, guests coming on later in the year as well. And, you know, if you have any interest, you know, shoot us an email, you know, reach out to us on Facebook, whatever you got, and we'll look forward to having a discussion about what we can talk about. So,
yeah, because you can't depend on Michael and I all the time to come up with stuff.
No. I mean, sometimes it's last minute. I mean, geez. But that's just, that's amateur. We hardly ever do that.
True.
That's very, very rare. I tell you what. But
It's always fun, Michael.
It is.
I so appreciate Michael because we're off the cuff very often. And we just pull it off. We don't know how we do that.
It's a good conversation. And
it
by
is.
The way, Dr. Zach said yes, so he's contractually obliged. That's
yes.
Written. It's in writing.
We're holding him to it now.
Yeah. So we'll work out the details on that. But yeah. So, you know, looking forward to seeing you again. And I appreciate you, as always. And it's that time of the evening. So as we wrap up, Dr. Vicky, any last thoughts?
Yeah, you know, as always, don't let them push you around out there, folks.
That's
you
right.
Know? Well, it's kind of crazy at times. You just got to walk away.
Most
be
times.
Yourself. Never mind.
Well, as my grandmama said, don't let the turkeys get you down when you can soar with
right.
the eagles.
That's right.
Thanks, everyone. And we can't wait to see you next week. Until then, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.